very pleased to get a veteran center iceman. They're just so hard to come by. And then I think a player that fits our game, how we try to play, that can cover off a lot of areas, face-offs, penalty killing, power play. He's played against the other team's best by role for an awful lot of years. Real nice vision and creativity. So we get a guy that we can move around with different people. He's a lot like the other centerman that we have, really versatile, which is important to us because we move our wings a fair amount. We've switched the lines up, and we have almost a chemistry in doing that now. So we're pretty excited about it here.
Where do you see him fitting in?
Yeah, he's going to play for the Jets. You know what? Look, I've got people I got to talk to, and we've got two or three different places and line combinations that we've looked at. And then you guys will come to the morning skate tomorrow and be all jacked up.
Is he an option for tomorrow's game?
We have his rights, so he is an option for tomorrow, yeah.
When you look at the scenario that is, and obviously we're not quite there yet, may have stood pat, now you get a guy like this. How much more does it excite you as the coach moving forward?
Well, I liked our group and had no problem with that. I think we were in a really good position that, if there was a trade, I know you hate the cliches that GMs use, but if there was a trade that made sense for us and we had put ourselves in a position this year through the three-quarter poll to be a pretty darn good team in this league, that we were in a position to make it. And Kevin does every year, explored every option. This one fits specifically to what we need. So we're pretty excited about that we get a chance to get better. And it just, we're going to have... we've got these young players now that get to play with different styles of veteran guys, and I just think it just fits where we're at.
Is Tyler Myers okay?
A little under the weather.
What about Toby?
Yeah, he's fine. He just wanted to get out of practice.
Wasn't an easy way to do it.
We have a 3-block shot limit for practices. He was hit with his third puck, and that's it. He had to leave.
You mentioned Stastny's veteran leadership. How lacking were you maybe in that before this trade made?
Yeah, I don't think at all. Not in terms of veteran leadership. I believe we've got the best captain in the National Hockey League. I think we've got that part right. But we don't have an older team. We have experience in terms of our young guys have played some games. But a guy in the middle of the ice that's played 800, that's taken a ton of face-off, that knows the other teams, that knows other players. All the real coaching falls on the bench, goes between players. You know, the tendencies of a defenseman, all those little subtle things, that's where those guys are worth their weight in gold. So he comes in, a very astute player, and he's an observer of the game, and whoever he plays with, but pretty much everybody plays with a kid somehow in our lines. They get to learn so much by listening to a veteran centerman like that.
I think it was Nick Ehlers said, you know, they've been going for it. They're going for everything this year. In retrospect, I know you said you were comfortable with the team that you had if no move is made, but considering how all the other kind of big dogs were loading up, retrospectively, do you think you needed to make this move if you're going to be shooting for that to be the last guy standing?
No, we had two different options. For me, it's almost all about structure of how your lines, who you play your guys with. So we started the year and we've got Perreault and Armia putting up numbers with Hendricks. So it's a bit of a, and it's an unusual line, right? Guys come off the power play. Now our lines get a little bit more of that, three lines that have some offense, and we're going to have a line that grinds pretty darn hard together. But we can go both ways with it. If we didn't get Paul, we were going to end up having, when Lowry came back, we were going to have to go back to kind of the structure that we had before. We would have had two offensive-minded guys kind of in that line. So it gives us a chance to employ our guys a little different.
If I remember correctly, Kevin made a real push at Stastny when he was a free agent. Now, I assume you had conversations with him and had a good idea of what Stastny brings to the table. Has he been one of those guys that's kind of just stuck in the back of your mind?
He would be for everybody. So if you watch the game an awful lot and you watch players move on the ice around as a coach, those are guys you like. He understands the game. He never cheats the game. he's similar to kind of his approach in Brian Little, right? It's every night. He's got a lot of that, you know, he reminds me a little bit of Ray Whitney in some ways. He's not the biggest guy in the league, but very, very competitive at his size. Really good hands, really good vision. Can come back to the bench. And I get most of this you can see from watching his play, but other players that know him and Blake knows him, he can come back to bench and tell you exactly what's going on the ice. And there's not a lot of those guys. So he has that vision. It's going to be fun to work with.
Paul, how much of a priority was this move for you in terms of protecting the chemistry that you've got going in your room?
Well, one of the questions for anybody that we talked about was how he's going to fit. That was the first question. So the hockey part of it you can pick up. You watch enough games, you know what you're getting. But how they're going to fit in the room, having Blake have a relationship with him, what we feel about Blake, having watched Blake work, what he values, what's important. He was just very direct and very excited when his name came up. This guy will fit. This guy will be great. And that may have been the most important thing. Like, you can find a decent player, but we weren't bringing in a guy we weren't pretty darn sure was going to be right in the room.
Paul, what does it say about a guy like him waiving a no trade to come to the Jets organization?
Well, I know that he knows this league as well as most, so he would have he'd have a real good understanding of what we have here. So it's an affirmation that winning is important, and he thinks our team's in that position that we might be able to do that.
Such a good all-around player. Is he a guy you could see being part of both the power play and the penalty kill, or is that?
Yes, all three. He'll do all three.
When did his name first come up?
I can't tell you that. I really can't. I'm not sure, because this was such a quiet situation, and I don't think St. Louis was looking at this 2 months ago, a month ago. I think it happens fairly recently that Kevin and Doug started their conversations. I don't know when.
How surprised are you St. Louis is, for lack of a better term, selling?
I don't know the answer to that again, because you're not there every single day. I know when we had Andrew Ladd here, and it's an expiring contract, that's a different, you may not want him to lose him in that push that we were in. But I work really hard to figure out what's going on in our room every day. It's too much for me to do. How you guys do 31 teams is beyond me. I'm just trying to get this one right.
As far as, can you give us an update on Tanev skated today? Would he be a player tomorrow?
Full contact, got through today. I don't have him in tomorrow. He's going to get two more practices on the other side of the Nashville game, and then we'll move from there. Lowry and Mathias skated today, improving. Three goalies are back out, so Trouba skates tomorrow, I believe.
So you got a decision to make on?
Yeah, it was this morning. I just didn't get a report on how it went, so I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't lie to you and say he didn't skate today. I said he was going to skate tomorrow, which I believe to be true. I work hard at not lying. I think I've only done it twice so far. Not today. Since I got to Winnipeg.
And so you wouldn't know at this point necessarily who would go tomorrow and who would back up who tomorrow? Goaltenders?
Oh, you know what? I was answering that question a different way and totally missed the question you just asked. Sorry, what's the question?
Who would back up whom tomorrow? You wouldn't know.
Hellebuck goes, Hutch will back up.
Tomorrow. Okay. We've been taken over by a trade talk here, but what about matching up against Nashville, a team that you're right behind in a real tight division race? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, four powerful lines, real good physicality, and a back end that everybody talks about for good reason. So this is as dominant a team as there is in the West, in my mind. We played hard against them. We've had unusual schedules, either in there at different times, kind of back-to-back. The trade day makes this a little bit of an unusual game, but a real good measuring stick for us.
You've kept up with them all year in the standings. Did you keep up with them at trade deadline?
Well, there's still lots of time left, isn't there? We'll see. Answer that one tomorrow.
Okay.
My assumption is this pushes Lowry down to your fourth line center and gives you a lot of options for a so-called shutdown line. What does this move do for you to create a line that's just going to give get the top lines of other teams.
But we've had that really from the start of the year. That's been Lowry's line, right? And whether you called it your fourth line or not, they rarely came off the bench fourth. That's probably all you're getting on that one. Almost thinking of starting that one back up, and then I thought, well, it's done. Right? We'll need to flog that.
And Paul, just to pick up on that, but Matt Hendricks has made it clear he's willing to do whatever it takes, whatever role in this organization. He did it with Edmonton last year. So you look at the depth chart, and the synopsis seems to be that he might be the one that gets pushed out up the middle. Yeah. Have you talked to him about, and are you comfortable with how he's going to handle that?
I would just say don't write that yet.
Could he move to the wing?
Oh, there's always those possibilities. So don't write that one up just because I care about you. And I don't know if you guys follow Twitter or anything on feedback on what you write. Hold that article for a couple of days.